Thank you for this opportunity to share with you a devotion I wrote recently that I entitled Shine, Don't Whine. My first international mission trip was to the island country of Jamaica, serving with an organization called Carpenters for Christ. The year was 1983, and the purpose of our mission was to complete the construction of a man's, or a mission house, in the tiny village of Grange Hill, located about 50 miles inland from Montego Bay. The construction project was initiated 2 years earlier by the pastor and members of Grange Hill Baptist Church, but was still only about 50% complete. As you may or may not know, the Jamaican people, as a general rule, are what we would call laid back, never in a hurry, usually committed to putting off until tomorrow what could be done today. As a result, ulcers are almost unheard of in the Jamaican population, whose patented response to any situation is, "No problem, mon." In spite of temperatures in the mid-90s each day, we were able to complete the majority of the work by the end of the mission, leaving only a few minor loose ends to finish the project. That trip to Jamaica was one I'll never forget, and the Lord used it to whet my appetite for foreign missions. However, there was one part of the experience that really rubbed me the wrong way: the incessant whining by my fellow mission volunteers. Now, granted, the accommodations were not quite what we were accustomed to, as we slept on wooden benches or on the concrete floor in the Grange Hill Church. And there was the small matter of the swarms of mosquitoes that converged on the church building after lights out each night. Plus, the fish heads roasted over an open fire we were served for breakfast each morning, considered a delicacy by the Jamaicans, was not fully appreciated by us Americans. And as I've already mentioned, by mid-afternoon each day, the temperature hovered around 95 degrees. But what did my fellow mission partners expect? This was a mission trip, not a vacation. They should have expected to make some sacrifices along the way in order to serve others in Jesus' name. If we consider all that Jesus did for us, willingly suffering and dying on a cross to pay for our sins so that we might be saved, no temporary sacrifice we might be called to make can be too great. I remember thinking after that trip, if I ever have the opportunity to lead a mission team, my number one rule for all volunteers will be no whining. Looking for a Bible verse to support my conviction, I discovered one that not only prohibits whining, but also challenges the Lord's servant to shine in the process of serving, and especially in those less than ideal situations where the temptation to whine is the greatest. Philippians 2:14-15, the Apostle Paul, writing through the Holy Spirit's inspiration, commands, "Do all things without complaining or whining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Let me see if I can restate that verse to apply it to the mission setting. While seeking to serve Christ by serving others, which, by the way, is my simple definition of missions, carry out our mission without any whining or quarreling, for such can bring irreparable harm to the cause of Christ we are striving to promote. By eliminating these negatives, our witness for Christ will be blameless and will shine forth brightly into a dark, evil world, providing both enlightenment and inspiration. Well, 37 years and over 50 mission trips later, that basic requirement has stood the test of time, guarding the witness for Christ of hundreds who've had the honor of serving Him by serving others on 3 different continents. But guess what? This doesn't just apply to a mission trip setting. With all that is going on around us today, we find ourselves in the midst of a crisis unlike any we have ever experienced. There's never been a time in the history of our great nation when the need for a strong Christian witness has been greater. However, Along with this unprecedented opportunity comes the temptation to whine and complain because of the daily sacrifices that everyone is being required to make until we get past this crisis. As Christ followers, we cannot afford to ruin the harvest of souls in this field ripe for the harvest by joining in the chorus of whining and grumbling that is prevalent all around us. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew 5, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So, shine, don't whine. Got it? No problem, huh? God bless you. Thank you for listening.